Radio.
Yeah. Everybody there. It's okay. Yeah, Frankie, soften them up, Frankie. Yeah, give them the high sky. Hi, world. This is me. Dr. Feelgood, they called me. Well, sometimes I feel no good too, you know. I'm normal. Okay. Hey, Frankie. Slow down. Quiet it. Come on now. That's it, Frankie. That's it. Okay, I got to share with you before we go any farther that I won't be back till September the 21st. And we will be discussing fear. That's an interesting one. That's one to get over the fear. And we're going to have a special guest, and it's Lao Tzu, Chinese philosopher. 33 life-changing lessons for everybody. Yeah. Okay. I'm alone here right now, I see, and who knows, it's always sneaking in there. Okay, I'm going to give you a few philosophies, and of course, Plato is our special guest, right? Okay. Surround yourself only with people who are going to take you higher. That's what Oprah said. And let's get on with the show here. Yeah. So I'll be back. Eastern philosophy, Lao Tzu, the Chinese philosopher. I'm waiting for someone. Just a minute. Somebody's trying to get in here. No. Here we are. Back to stage. Okay. Here we come with just a few philosophies before the main thing. See everyone through the eyes of spirit. Spirit to me is your soul. Well, hey, we don't have a soul. We are a soul. Yeah. So see everyone through the eyes of our spirit or soul. This is how we find love and compassion for all. Not these maniacs. I can't believe it. You know you're good when they try to cancel you out. This is the good news. It's a compliment, really. If only people really realize that we're here, and it's a compliment when they try to get you out of the picture somehow and really get you out of the picture. I don't want to mention the female's name. But anyway, this is for everybody that's trying to really attack everybody else, not being happy for other people. And that's why they'll never make it. They can put it on, act it on, and they won't make it, let me tell you. Because this is what Zig Ziglar and I say. You can have everything in life you want if you'll just help other people get what they want. And that's really the truth. So all those people that are competing with each other, you're crazy. You're not going to go nowhere. Nowhere. Because you can't make it if you compete. You got to be happy for other people instead of canceling them off your Facebook. Oh, jeez. Okay, I'm just going to talk a little bit about business. You know, your smile is your logo. Your personality is your business card. And the way you make others feel is your trademark. Yes. Now, sometimes I look back at my life, and I'm sincerely impressed that I'm still alive. You know what? Just worry about your character, not your reputation, because your character is who you are, and your reputation is only what people think of you. Next, happy are those who take life day by day. complain very little or don't complain at all. That's what I think, feel, and are thankful for the little things in life. If you succeed in cheating someone, don't think that the person is a fool. Realize that the person trusted you much more than you deserved. Now, this one I find in a lot of people, and I want to share this with most of the people. If you're helping someone and expecting something in return, you're doing business. That's not kindness. Successful people build each other up. They motivate, inspire, and push each other. Unsuccessful people just hate, blame, and complain and take you off their Facebook because of their insecurities. Wow, I can't believe it. So insecure people are. Okay, if you don't fit in, then you're probably doing the right thing, and that is so true. This one was so beautiful. This I had to share this with everybody, and I'll tell you who it is. I alone cannot change the world, but I can cast a stone across the waters to create many ripples. That's Mother Teresa. I'm trying my best to do what I have to do for this world, because we're going to talk about fear, and we're going to have Lao Tzu, a Chinese philosopher. I'm going to repeat it again, 33 life-changing lessons to learn from Lao Tzu. Thank you, Lao Tzu. That's on the 21st, Monday, September the 21st, I'm back. Okay, let's get into Plato. Hey, Plato, let's give it to them. Okay, before we do, I'm going to repeat that message from Zig Ziglar and I. If you really want to make it in life, you can have everything in life you want. You'll just help other people get what they want. Now, Plato, 17 of Plato's most famous quotes that can help us improve our lives. Plato was a philosopher as well as a mathematician in classical Greece. He is considered an essential figure in the development of philosophy, especially the Western tradition. And he founded the Academy in Athens, the first institution of higher learning in the Western world. Along with Socrates and his most famous student was Aristotle, Plato laid the foundations of Western philosophy and science. Plato's dialogues have been used to teach a range of subjects, including philosophy, logic, ethics, religion, and mathematics. Talking about religion, love is my religion. And a lot of people say God is my religion. Same thing. Love God. Okay. Lasting themes. Okay, let's get back to him again. His lasting themes included Platonic love, the theory of forms, the five regimes, innate knowledge, among others. His theory of forms launched a unique perspective or abstract objects and led to a school of thought called Platonism. Oh, wow, I like that. I think it will be really useful for all of us to learn more about Platonism, because it includes theories that can help us rethink our social life and of inspiring stories, Plato's famous quotes. Number one, wise men speak because they have something to say. Fools, because they have to say something. Two, do not train a child to learn by force or harshness, but direct them to it by what amuses their mind, so that you may be better able to discover with accuracy the peculiar bent of the genius of each. The soul takes nothing with her to the next world, but her education and his education and her culture. At the beginning of the journey to the next world, one's education and culture can either provide the greatest assistance or else act as the greatest burden to the person who has just died. Number 4. An empty vessel makes the loudest sound, so they have the least wit, are the greatest babblers. About people and their behavior. Before that, let's talk about love. Love is a serious mental disease. Thank you, Plato. About people and their behavior. Never discourage anyone who continually makes progress, no matter how slow. 7. Human behavior flows from 3 main sources: desire, emotion, and knowledge. 8. There are 2 things a person should never be angry at: what they can help and what they cannot. 9. There are 3 classes of men: lovers of wisdom, lovers of honor, and lovers of gain. I can't take the lovers of insecurity. Oh boy, on that Facebook, insecure, wow, some of them. But some of them are great people too, so let's look at the positive. People are like dirt. They can either nourish you or help you grow as a person, or they can stunt your growth and make you wilt and die. Oh, thanks for that, Plato. The greatest wealth is to live content with little. Yeah, because if you do live the simple life, there's nothing to be uptight about. 12. Beauty lies in the eyes of the beholder. Well, thank you for that. We knew that. Okay, about politics, laws, and more. And this is Plato speaking. Number 13. Good people do not need laws to tell them to act responsibly, while bad people will find a way around the laws. 14. We can easily forgive a child who is afraid of the dark. The real tragedy of life is when men are afraid of the light, and women too. Oh, 15. A hero is born among 100. A wise man is found among 1,000. But an accomplished one might not be found even among 100,000 people. 16. Only the dead have seen the end of war. Wow. Number 17, one of the penalties of refusing to participate in politics is that you end up being governed by your inferiors. Is that true, Plato? Is that really true? Well, Plato, that's it for you. Thanks for joining us. And I was going to talk about the effect of positive emotions, which is important. Hey, here we go. The effect of positive emotions on our health. How much time will we have time? The best, William Atkins said this, the best way to overcome undesirable or negative thoughts and feelings is to cultivate the positive ones. I just learned this as I'm a philosopher myself. I've just learned that negative people don't want solutions. That's unbelievable. They'd rather stay in that state. Not good. World, it's important we recognize our thoughts and emotions and be aware of their effect, not only on our health, but also our relationships and our surroundings. Positive emotions make you feel happy and joyful. Everything around you seems beautiful. You enjoy the moment, and things seem to fall into place. Isn't that the truth? You've got to keep your energy rise, your vibration. Keep it up high, 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 high. And remember the breathing technique. Ah, you hope you didn't forget that one, guys and girls. Breathing slowly in and out. 3 times, counting to 8. But we're not going to do that. Positive emotions or behavior, okay? Like playfulness. Talking about playfulness, I am going to put on a workshop on play therapy. Because that's what it's all about. The essence of playing. And I usually get women. Women have grown up too much and they got to go back to the kids. The men are already fun. I mean, you know, men are already young at heart in their own souls. So play therapy is my next subject. So we'll put that together. And gratitude, awe, love, interest, serenity, and feeling of interconnectedness to others broadens our perspective, opens your mind and heart as we feel completely in tune with our environment. Like the flowers that open up when the sun rises. The same way positive emotions bring light and joy back in our lives again. And I mean that, really. Call in 347-826-7154. 847-826-7154. According to Fredrickson, negative emotions are necessary for us to flourish, and positive emotions are by nature subtle and fleeting. The secret is not to deny their transience, but to find ways to increase their quantity. Rather than trying to eliminate negativity, we recommend we balance negative feelings with positive ones. Well, you know what? Positive is easy. We can take a negative, and I'm going to make some up for next time I come on the 21st of September, Monday. And I'm going to make some up that how I got out of the negative energies to the positive. Because every negative, there's a positive. Guaranteed. Okay? And now we will turn the page to read more from positive emotions. Shakespeare said, "Frame your mind to mirth and merriment, which bars a thousand harms and lengthens life." Thank you, Shakespeare. That reminds me of, I'm trying to think of his name. I always use Jonathan Swift, 200 years ago, said, "There's only 3 doctors you need in life. Dr. Quiet, Dr. Diet, and Doctor of Humor." That's a modern. The one that Jonathan Swift said, Dr. Merriment, which is the same thing as Doctor of Humor. So that's why I come in, is the humor, humor, humor. Let's see the physical, emotional benefits of positive emotions. Okay. Faster recovery from cardiovascular stress. Positive emotions have also been shown to benefit individuals with cardiovascular disease, lower blood pressure, and risk for cardiovascular disease. Better sleep, okay? Fewer colds, headaches, aches and pain, and a great sense of overall happiness and a great sense of humor. And that's when I come in. Expands one perception of what light lies in our vision. Research suggests that even more abstract positive emotions like hope and curiosity offer protective benefits from diseases like high blood pressure and diabetes. But also positive emotions is faith. That's me speaking, that's not them. Yes, I am. They have told me I'm a very positive person, that I got a plaque on the front of my door that says, that was given to me by a wonderful person, and it's made on a metal, and it's stuck on my door. It says, if you're positive, you're welcome. But everybody's positive when they knock at that door, let me tell you. Okay, people are more playful when happy. So that leads better physical fitness, regular exercise, or increased flexibility. So it's important to engage in an activity that makes you happy. Ah ha ha, I'm not going to mention some, but you know what makes you happy. Next, people who experience warmer, more upbeat emotions may have better physical health because they make more social connections. Now, don't forget negative. Repressed emotions can have detrimental effect on our body, mind, and spirit. It takes control over you and makes you feel down, gloomy, unhealthy, and it's an unpleasant state to be in. Nothing like a good humor to take that negativity away. Yes, it's so true. So, increase your daily diet of positiveness in your activities that bring about happy feelings, either meditation, exercise, yoga, walk, painting, or so on. Love your life and yourself. You have to love yourself before you can love. You wouldn't be insecure, I'm telling you right now, if you loved yourself. Never. Fear would go away. Love yourself. Get to know yourself. As a matter of fact, I went to a group of people here in California, and I said to them, they're all doing quizzes. I said, let's do one called, if you met you, would you like you? Out of 15 people said to me, no, we can't do that one. No. Oh, wow. That was really shocking to know how many people love themselves. Not very many. Okay, we'll be back to increase your diet. Walk, painting, love your life and yourself. Okay, we said that. Positive feelings also help us live in the present moment. Live in the now. Well, that's the best way to go. And believe in oneness and interconnectedness with everything in us. To sum it up, Marcus Aurelius said, remember this, that the very little, and it's been marked off, whatever it is, makes a happy life. So, we are going to be finished with that. And I'm going to repeat the springy quotes from Zig Ziglar, who I love so much, before we have to take off, and we'll put some great loving music on. Zig Ziglar and I said, you can have everything in life you want if you'll just help other people get what they want. They're striving out there. Google these people. They'll tell you the truth. I couldn't believe it, what they could say. But anyway, the 21st of September on Monday, put that down in your calendar if you, we're going to have Lao Tzu. His 33 life-changing lessons, yeah. And we should talk about fear. Yeah, I have to put fear away because not to forget it. It's important. Right now for everybody in America. God bless, And let's get on with the show. Yes. Yes. And here we go with musical. And there'll be no more meditations. It seems that you guys don't like meditation. I mean, you do like it, but you just... Oh, this is my favorite. Okay, relax, everybody. I'm going to probably sing to you, but I'm a lousy singer. At least I'm honest. I can't handle dishonesty. Yeah, here we go. Open for love, man. Open for love. Look at me now. See, he's copying me.
I'm not a crazy man.
He's not a crazy man, you hear that? He's a crazy man.
Running away.
Running away.
From things I don't understand. Seeing myself.
Seeing yourself.
Just like a child who grows.
Like a child who
lives in the dark.
Dark.
In nothing but shadows. Cause you.
Everybody in the world turns on the light for me. Yeah. World, do that to me.
Show me another way.
She showed me the other way.
Where I can clearly see. Open for love.
Open for love.
You will find it.
I promise you, you'll find it. Yeah, yeah.
Looking for love.
Look for love.
Baby.
Open for love, open for love, open for love.
It will find you.
It's going to really find you, I'm telling you, right now.
You're looking for love.
Yeah, if you're looking for love.
Baby, baby.
Playing that piano beautifully, isn't he? I love it. I wonder when they're going to cut me off. There, doesn't matter. Here we go. Heal me now. Oh, wow.
It's been a long time.
Oh, it's been a long time.
Seems like forever.
Seems like forever, man. Forever.
Since I have been.
Oh. Open for love.
Breaking through.
Breaking through. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Listen to me.
Is it too loud? There are people. Okay. Yeah, 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 yeah. Remember that. Open for love for everybody, for the world. It'll find you. You can't hide, man. You can't hide. I know it.
Looking for love.
Please, everywhere. Open for love. Let's see, they're going to cut me off. Bye, everybody. Remember, you'll find you the love because they're going to cut me off. Yeah, yeah, cut me off, you wise guys. Just see if you try that. It's all around you. I got 1 minute and 7 seconds there. Recording left. Well, thank you for that, New Jersey. Thank you, thank you. Oh, you great lover, you. Thank you. Have a wonderful couple of weeks, please take it easy, relax, live in the time. Don't make plans. Do what you feel at that moment. Love you all. Have a great time. And bye for now. Goodbye, world. Back again on the 21st of September. Bye-bye.